Let's talk about Mahomes in particular, though. We asked Vinny about like the grading of his performance, and we've acknowledged, I don't disagree with him, that ultimately winning is all that matters, so I'm not worried about Patrick Mahomes. I gave the Steelers comparison just because we have been, and I don't know, maybe I phrased it poorly. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing that they're... My point is that comparing them to Steelers and how they're winning is not a bad thing. People shouldn't be insulted by that, is what I was trying to get at.
Sure.
When it comes to that. To me, they are winning in very similar fashion. Nobody's saying the Steelers are better than the Chiefs. It's the style of how they're winning is all I was trying to say. But for Mahomes, if I were to ask you to actually assign a grade to his performance heading into week 8, what would that be? Knowing everything that's been going on.
So I thought pretty hard about this because I didn't want to just give a flippant answer, and I wanted to give an answer that I thought was true to what I've seen this season out of Patrick Mahomes. This is going to sound really low or really high, I guess, based on the statistical season that he's had. So I understand. A B. And you're like, how, man? How are you going to give a guy who has 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions on a league average offense, right? Points per game wise. They're probably around league average. I haven't looked so far, but I'm sure that they're around league average again. I understand why you would say that. How can I possibly think that? How is it a B? Because if you look at it, the 13th ranked offense right now, he is throwing to a wide receiver who's cut by the Patriots, a team that stinks, a running back who is a free agent who wasn't even picked up by the Browns, who stink. Justin Watson was cut 3 years ago by the Bucks. I mean, it's his collection of weapons is a cast of misfits, castaways. Island of misfit toys. People, like, there are national people who say Sky Moore doesn't belong on an NFL roster. I mean, it's not a group of wide receivers that would blow you away. The offensive line play's been good. It's been pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. And when you put the collection of people he's been around, honestly, I'm impressed he's played this well. The interceptions is the only reason I wouldn't give it an A. He's thrown, I would say, 4 interceptions. I'd be like, I don't like that one. The other 4 are the normal kind of interceptions that happen in any NFL given season. 2 in the last 2 weeks that have been tipped off a defensive lineman's hand, and 1 when his wide receiver fell down. So sorry, I can explain a few of those away too. There were a couple in the early part of the season. You're like, woof, who was that going to? Outside of that, he's played really good football, I think. They're one of the most efficient offenses at moving the balls in the NFL. And again, they don't have a lot of weapons. A B. It's fine with me.
Yeah, look, I let you go first because you're the professor, as we know. And so we've now determined how tough of a grader you are for your students at UMKC. I think you're a really lenient and
you think I'm too easy?
Thoughtful and understanding grader, which is not a bad thing by any means. Look, some of your reasoning is also where I'm at. I guess graded it a little bit tougher. I said C+ when we were doing this exercise blindly before the show. C+ for me, for the same reasons. Like, factor in who the hell he's throwing the ball to. Let's be real about that. Also recognize, though, that if we're doing a grading scale, like the stats aren't there, but what he did on Sunday in San Francisco is why I don't think you can have him any lower than where I have him, a C+. What I mean by that is,
I think if you're lower than that, you're just kind of being a hater, I guess. Just wishing for perfection.
What I mean by reason why I don't think it'd be below a C+ is his performance Sunday, where, as we said yesterday, the stat line lies a little bit about the performance, not the season long stats. Sunday, the game, essentially a game winning touchdown. At one point, it seemed like a game winning touchdown, right? But he had the 4th down touchdown. He had the run up the sideline. Those plays are still plays that nobody else is making. I'm sorry. Nobody else at quarterback is making those plays when it matters most. He's the kind of guy that could have 110 yards and 4 interceptions all game. But in the 4th quarter, if I'm still in the game and I have to have a play, I have no doubt in my mind he's making the play. That's why he's so great. So I would say C+, because you still always have that. That's where he's at right now. I don't think you can be any higher than where you're at as a B, though, because at some point you do have to factor in some of the decision-making and things like
sure.
that. But C+, I think, is actually a pretty fair grade. We can check in on the text line and see where everything's at. Someone from the 816 says it's an A. With the teachers asking you why you didn't show your work and assuming you cheated on the test, we have a perfect score. Someone says a B is too high. There's other quarterbacks dealing with bad teammates. They mean probably just bad players. I don't think bad teammates in terms of that. But Herbert last night is one. Someone else says C+. Someone else says C. So kind of a mixed bag. Nope. Most people, I think, on the text line are in the same C to B range. You and I are very close, C plus, B minus, whatever. You know, we're basically the same grade.
Like, I asked this on social media last night, and I got answers from 100%, as in I got every answer on the test right,
okay.
Even if, you know, the lead up to it was messy. But I think there are people who understand, like, the idea that I think most people probably in your range. From the standard he has set for himself, it looks like a C effort. But there are a lot of mitigating factors that I just don't want to ignore. And I know we don't like diving deep into numbers. I know it feels the same way as it does about baseball, where you're like, stop, this is lipstick on a pig. Quit telling me these things are working if the result I'm watching is not. But every statistic outside of, and this sounds so stupid in the moment, I know, points to the fact that the Chiefs are a top 5 to 7 offense in the NFL. Considering the circumstances, that seems good. I think the points differential from the success that they have outside of that relates to the weapon-related problem. The fact that they don't have people they can trust. I'll be honest, I also put some of that on Andy Reid. To this day, and probably for the rest of time, Andy Reid gets inside the 20, and he just starts pulling out the weirdest magic tricks in an attempt to try to get it to work. And it works sometimes. Little Carson Wentz handoff thing, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, if we were doing a grade for the coaching staff, it'd be an A+.
Oh, I know. But like in the red zone, I give Andy a B, right? Because he can't help himself, or a C. Because in the red zone, he can't help it. But for the same reasons, that's why I can excuse away the better grade for Patrick Mahomes. I'd say just a solid B, right in the middle. Maybe we should do this as a segment. I'll just give grades for things, and
Professor,
you can tell me if I'm being
too. It's time for Professor Tapp. His grades for the week.
I actually have to submit my grades update next week.
How things looking so far? Anybody struggling? You know,
a couple struggling in the early going. We'll see.
Are you gonna help them out?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, part of the point of me putting the grades in is, you know, they have to. You know, they're essential.
Is it just
performance
is it just laziness?
Right? PIP. Yeah. I mean, I don't have that many things to turn in.
So
if
laziness.
You don't turn in one thing in my class, you're kind of screwed, or you just don't show up. I got one kid who doesn't show up, and I got a couple people not turning stuff in on time.
How
other than that,
I thought we said you
great.
Work in a dock for attendance.
I said, well, I have to by university laws dock some. Attendance has to be something.
How much?
And I'm pretty lenient on it. I just said, you have to like we do a lot of work in class. You have to be there sometimes.
Yeah. You know. If they can get the projects done without being there, then fine. But if they can't get the projects done without being there,
in this
then
case, it's both.
Okay.
Can't get the work done and not there. Well, then that's just a net loss.
Well, if any of your students are listening, there you go. You heard it from him directly.
Oh.
Damn. Drew, what's the grade you're giving?
It was too strong, but.
I would say C plus. I think for the reason of them winning the games, I was going to ask you, like, if they're 4-2, still winning record, and are you still giving him a B?
They're not 4-2.
Well, I know.
That's part of my grading.
Well, so somebody said from the 816, I think it's like a group effort. The effort on his part is a B to B plus, but the group project brings his grade down to a C. I think it's the opposite. Mahomes is the C or C plus, but the group project, because they're 6-0,
well, the group project
makes it.
A.
I mean, you could say if you were to grade the Chiefs season, I would say B plus, A minus. They're
undefeated.
So I feel like you have to say A minus, but it's not. Mahomes' play is, I would say, C plus. Because I think you guys made the point, I don't know who it was, but
I guess
his standard has been, he set the standard being so high where watching him play, he's making the winning plays where if they're 4-2, I think it's a C minus. I think it, I mean, you could argue that if he's part of the reason they've lost two of those games, if it were the case, then he's lower. But I think it's a C plus because he's been the reason, case in point this past Sunday, he makes the play to end up winning the game. I would say C plus.
So here's the question I have, because for the people who give him a C, even you Gold, or the people who want to give him a grade below that, C plus. Sorry. I couldn't remember which one it was. C plus.
I need that GPA. I need C plus. I need the C plus.
C plus. Right. C plus. What is it about? This is the question I have for the lower grade. What is it that he is doing that you don't like? The interceptions, it may be an answer. Other than that, what is it about Patrick Mahomes' play that you were bothered by? Because when I watch him play, I'm not like, that's a man doing a lot of things wrong.
No, but that's why he's a C plus and he's not a D. I mean, at some point though, on both, if we're going to say results matter on, hey, they're 6-0.
Because they haven't lost.
There's some people that would just say like, hey, no matter what, if your team's undefeated, based on some of the texts we're getting, you think everybody should just have an A. It doesn't matter. We're just talking about one specific player here. That's why. Obviously, the team is undefeated. Nobody is all that upset with how things are going. But if we're talking about one player, and if your response is, well, they're 6-0, so it's automatically an A, then you're just saying that, like, basically, players' performances don't matter and all that. Like, yes, I know in this, like, team atmosphere, if I was actually in the locker room, you're
like
right.
A statistic
my performance wouldn't matter if the team is undefeated. Like, in this perfect world where we're talking about just judging one particular player, like, if you're judged for your job and you get graded, like, hey, the company might be doing well, but if your performance sucks, you still get a review. It doesn't mean that your review is automatically going to be great. You know, there is still something to that. To answer your direct question of, like, wait, what is it? Yeah, I mean, when you're a quarterback, and if we think there has still been some bad decisions made along the way, that's going to weigh heavily. That's all.
Yeah. And I do think some of those picks in the early going, I guess what it is those picks that I thought were like gross, that's just a straight up bad decision. Yeah. Those were weeks 1 and 2. That's not what the interceptions have looked like the last couple of weeks. They're more.
I know, but you asked for the grade for the whole season, not grades week 3 through 6.
For sure. But I think that, like, what's happening is, like, he's pulling up his grade because I'm watching him play better over the last few weeks, which is making it easier to do this. And, like, some of it is, like, someone's like, well, he's not averaging nearly as many yards. Averaging, like, 230 yards per game, 237 yards per game. That is his career low, 30 yards below his career low. Do you know the NFL average is 212 yards per game this year? They are actually currently 11th in passing yards per game. I know that's shocking because it seems like, are they even passing the ball for any yardage at all? And the answer is, yeah, kind of. Some of the teams that are above them are just bad teams and got no choice but to throw, like Dallas, right? I don't care that they are the Jets. Those are two teams that are above.
They don't have a running back to give to,
good
honestly.
For you for throwing for more passing yards per game when you straight up can't play. The other part is the Chiefs have been playing from ahead a lot. We talk about the Chiefs playing games close. That was, for the longest time, the story on Mahomes was he's down 10 and making the comeback. That's not what they've been doing this year. They have been playing up on these teams instead. And when you play ahead on these teams, they can run the ball more. They can play different. All those things are just a little bit.
Last one on this, and we got to move on. Someone says, typical professor, changing the goalposts after submitting the work and then being upset. We'll get back to this conversation, I'm sure, with Nate Taylor.